This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Understanding and then taking some action, that's probably the best way for all of us to get through what we're going through. And the number one conversation, the number one focus, well, I guess it depends on who you are or where you are. There are still people in New York State and more New York City. I drove through across the whole state on Saturday, and it was very quiet. And so you think about what the governor there has said regarding the people in the city and how much it's impacted them. And then I want to go back and forth, compare Los Angeles to New York and the people down in Florida. All of that stuff is part of the conversation in the trending box on the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen. We're practicing practical distancing because we aren't in the same studios anyway. But most of the people who are doing programs like this, whether it's on television or the radio, you'll notice have distanced themselves. Most of the shows have people on the radio. What do they call that device? It's not... Well, I guess you could do Zoom, right, Kara?
There's people Zoom, are doing Zoom, do yep.
Zoom. Mm-hmm. That's audio and video. We use the audio. We don't use the video. But it's just a fact of life. And the good news is, according to some, depending on... Again, this is... much of it, because there's so much chaos, because there's so much information, so much of it is wrong. I thought Billy Bush on Inside Edition over the weekend, I don't know if any of you saw it, I was watching him last night because they had three different doctors on with three different approaches, but he went around the studio and talked to all the people that normally are on the program. They're on a video conferencing in one place or another, and he was the only one who was in the studio, along with a camera crew of two people. That was it. I mean, then you look around and all of the staff is gone. They're all doing things as most are doing right now. They're doing it at a distance. The question about how responsible or irresponsible we're being, I'll give you my own personal story that was a flutter in a manner of speaking. My grandson, Miles, with whom most of you know I am very close, has been in school up until last Friday. When they canceled school, and the reason they canceled school, this is a school that's run by UCLA, where both my daughter and her husband are professors. The staff there has a preschool. So Miles goes to this preschool, and one of the fathers apparently was notified that he, and I'm looking for dates here, on the 19th, he was told that he had the virus. He's not been at the school for a month, but his child has been at the school. So it didn't get to the school for whatever the reason till Friday. So Miles was exposed to this person's son. And then when I, all weekend long, I was around Miles. And Monday when I left, I hugged him and kissed him and that sort of thing. So Megan was quite concerned that I might, I was exposed, whether I got it or not. So Ken Kronhaus and I have been on the phone number of times. What a great friend he is, and so knowledgeable too about all this stuff. He's been reading all these studies, and he was going to be on with us this morning, but he just sent me an email. He's been up all night with patient problems, and he's on his way to the hospital now to deal with people who are his patients that are going through all of this. Florida.
He's so kind. He's really got such a great bedside manner, too.
No, yeah, he's fabulous.
To be with you.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right. Plus, I would imagine as a cardiologist in Florida, every one of his patients is probably in the highest risk category for this.
Oh, yeah. So. You go to his office, you see the people coming in and out, older, overweight, you know, all the people you'd expect to have heart problems. But he and I talked through all of the stuff that would be what would be going on with me if I had it, and at the end of 5 days, he says, if you don't show any signs of it, you don't have it. But you know what? The psychosomatic impact with people who may have been exposed to it if you don't have a good therapist, you need a good doctor and you need a good therapist. Because you could be, I didn't need to be talked off the cliff, but I know some people who have, they just think, oh my God, I've been exposed. What's going to happen to me? I'm going to die. And that's just not true. The thing that Billy Bush talked through with three different doctors was how it impacts you if you're a normal, healthy person. The people who are dying, the people who are most vulnerable, are the people who have compromised immune systems and the people who have weak lungs and that sort of thing. And so Dr. Drew Pinsky was on with, and those of us, I guess everybody knows who he is, don't you think, Jennifer? Mm-hmm.
Nationally known. He had TV shows on VH1.
TV and radio.
Celebrity rehab, that sort of thing.
And he said that the bark sometimes worse than its bite, or the impact of what happens under the circumstances, because there is so much information. And every single person that was on, Sanjay Gupta was on him last night, he's been everywhere, they all just say, relax, calm down, and pay no attention. And they went through the verbiage. And so I want this place to be an island as well. This program needs to be an island. Like some of the people who are acting responsibly, talking about this in a reasonable way. And so when you hear some of them, they specifically, Sanjay Gupta has been very critical of his network. And others have been as well. But it's not just them. It's all the newspapers. It's a lot of people who are just using words. Drew Pinsky said that the people keep hammering away at pandemic and people don't really know what that word means. And just the kinds of things that, A, scare people unnecessarily, and B, aren't really applicable. But then you think about what Governor Cuomo has been saying about people not paying attention. I'm looking at all the social media people.
He was pissed this weekend, and he should, rightfully so.
He should be pissed.
Yeah, people are pissed.
All these people putting, especially in New York City, putting others at risk.
On Saturday in New York City, and that's just, people were out in droves. Yeah. And then I'm just looking at in L.A., Jen, I guess you guys must have had a similar weekend of nice weather, and the beaches are packed. I guess Mayor Garcetti late Sunday night had to issue a guidance saying that they were going to close down city-owned parks, and they were closing down parking because so many people went to the beach.
Yeah, and I actually had friends who went to the beach. It wasn't even that warm. It's just been raining so much here that we actually had a weekend of some sun. And so a lot of people went outside. I went for two walks this weekend because I just have been feeling stir crazy and wanting to just get some fresh air. And there were a lot of people out on the streets walking around just to get outside and get some exercise, and that was one of those guidelines that they told us that were fine. And so Garcetti said, well, because so many people are congregating, well, then we have to close the beaches, we have to close the parking lot for the beach. You can walk outside, but you have to have 6 feet from anyone who's with you. So a little bit of it is mixed messaging, I think, for Los Angeles, as we were being encouraged to go outside. Runyon Canyon, for instance, where a lot of people go hiking, they're going to close that now because too many people went hiking. So it's mixed messaging. A lot of the time they're telling people they can do one thing, and then when they do and too many people are showing up to do it, then they want to close it down.
Well, there are a lot of people that just want to kind of do a clearinghouse of information here. There's a man named Michael Levitch, who is a Nobel laureate. He's a biophysicist at Stanford University, where a lot of misinformation was attributed. Remember last week we did that story, Victoria, about all the stuff that came from Stanford that wasn't true. We wish it were true, but it wasn't true. Anyway, he began analyzing the number of cases worldwide back in January and has correctly calculated that China got through its the worst of the outbreak this past week, and so now he foresees the situation in the United States and the rest of the world as being going up the curve. This week will go up very fast. Italy went up very fast last week. What, there were 1,000 people a day dying right over the weekend in Italy, and so anyway. There are those who have said this is going to go on for months or maybe even years, massive social disruption, millions of deaths. This guy, Michael Levitch, says the data does not support that at all. especially in areas where reasonable distancing is in place. So take heed, those of you who are not taking that seriously. What we need, he said, is to control the panic. Once again, that's the byword. That's what I'm going to spend our time talking about. We're going to be fine, but what you have to deal with is and I said this at the beginning, there was a reason. Remember when Trump said, nah, don't worry about it, and then he changed his tune because of how this affects you, and he learned, somebody got to him and said, this is really how this works. In China, the information, we're going to have somebody on later on from the Epoch Times to talk about what is really going on in China. They're the American news service for Chinese Americans, people who lived in China that have expatriated to America. So the rate of increase apparently in places where they can measure, and I guess Italy is the only place they really trust the information at this point. The car is still speeding up, but it's not accelerating as rapidly as before. That's in Italy. Now, remember the people who die have had these signs for a couple of weeks. You get them, you get either taken care of or you don't. And that's kind of been the frustration here because we don't have enough testing facilities. After talking to Ken, you know, we thought, well, maybe I should get tested because of my exposure to my grandson. You can't find a place. There's no place near.
I don't understand how the federal government keeps acting like there are tests everywhere. Over the weekend, my friend and his wife and their baby all have it, and they had to go to the hospital. They're all three are very ill, and all three of them are in Fairfax, Virginia. And they had to go to the hospital three different times before they were finally able to get tested. All three were tested immediately for the regular flu, and they tested negative even though they had all the symptoms of a flu. So the doctor said to them, look, you probably all have COVID, but we just don't have the tests. So you're going to have to go home, self-isolate, and quarantine yourselves. And
probably. The thing that I've learned through Jeff and through it, because he works for Kaiser, and so what they're doing, they're just assuming that everybody who presents symptoms is going to be treated the same. You're going to have to treat it the same. It doesn't matter if you have it. Like, Doug, for you to go and get tested and they say, yeah, you're carrying it around, okay, you should be home quarantining anyway. So that's
right.
So they're
I am.
Testing.
I'm quarantining with my dog.
Yeah, they're only testing people who are in the highest risk group if they want to even have a name on it. I mean, LA County, a big story is that we have the test. We're not even using the test because we're just going to treat everybody like they have it, like the tests don't necessarily even matter. So people that are actually getting it are the ones who are older. But even then, the medical community, at least in California, has been saying, we don't even care so much about the test. First of all, they're really uncomfortable. Comfortable to get the test. And then second of all, what's the difference? The treatment is always going to be the same. So I think until they get this new round of testing, this new thing that the president was talking about over the weekend that they're working on developing, which is an easy self-testing kit, I don't even know how much of an issue testing is at this point if we're treating everybody like they have it.
I think that the difference is just to have the accurate numbers. I think that's the most important thing because the percentage changes drastically. So, but anyway, my friend and his wife, they're in their, 30s, so I guess maybe that's why at first they were pushed off, but eventually the third time they got tested, so they're going to get their results in a couple days.
21 after the hour here on the DJV program.
You probably don't think very often about support for your brain, but you should. Join the millions of people supporting their brain function with America's most popular brain supplement, Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
If you love them enough to turn off your music. and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is Mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I tripped on a cloud and fell 8 miles high. I tore my mind on a jagged sky.
When I heard
just
this,
dropped in to see what condition my condition
was. You know, the first songs that Kenny Rogers ever recorded. Many of you, most of you, have heard that Kenny Rogers passed away over the weekend, 81 years of age. He's been sick for 4 or 5 years. I saw him in concert at Christmas, and let's see, he was 77 that year, and he was walking around on a cane. He could still sing, but he was obviously having problems. He died in Georgia, where he's lived most of his life. The Rogers family is sad to announce that Kenny Rogers passed away. Can we play some of the other tunes that are more current, Kara, like The Gambler and Lucille?
More current?
Yeah, that one is not. That's an old. Most people don't recognize him being associated with that song. Anyway.
I never even knew he was, by the way. I saw him in concert probably, I don't know, maybe 5-7 years ago now. And had no idea that that was even the beginning part of his career. This is always what I knew of Kenny Rogers.
Yeah, right.
But it was cool. So, it's a great song. I mean, it's a great song.
I love that song.
Yeah.
Yeah. Rogers passed away peacefully at home, natural causes. He was under the care of hospice, it's interesting, surrounded by his family. They're planning a small private service out of concern for the reality of COVID. They look forward to celebrating his life publicly later on. He was in 30, this is his record of records is pretty amazing. 30 number one singles in both the pop and country field, matter of fact, adult contemporary as well. He first started in 1977 and recorded hits all the way to 1999. 3 Grammys, 5 CMA Awards, 8 ACM Awards, along with membership in the Country Music Hall of Fame. He sold 100 million records around the world, charted internationally with songs that we're listening to, The Gambler, Lucille, Islands in the Stream. That was a collaboration with Dolly Parton that the Bee Gees wrote. You never know how much you love somebody till they're gone, Parton wrote, following news of his death. They were very close, very good friends. You can see that. I've had so many wonderful years and wonderful times with my friend Kenny. But above all, the music and the success, I loved him as a wonderful man and a true friend. This is heartbreaking. Barry Gibb from the Bee Gees called Rogers a musical force, a character to be reckoned with. He made a huge impact on our lives. He was a founding member of the group First Edition, He was a staple on TV's most influential variety series through the 60s and the 70s. He was on with Glenn Campbell and Johnny Cash and Ed Sullivan. His final concert was in October of 2017, his last ever performance with Dolly Parton. Reba was there, Alison Krauss, the Flaming Lips. Co-founder of the Kenny Rogers Roasters restaurant, which would form the basis of an episode of Seinfeld, Kenny was involved in various ventures in the live entertainment destination in Branson. He helped fund construction of the Kenny Rogers Children's Center, was an amateur photographer, published 3 photo books, including This Is My Country back in 2005, featuring black and white portraits of Reba and Willie and Dolly and others. Inducted into the Country Music Hall of Fame in 2013, got a Grammy with Dolly, who's nominated for You Can't Make Old Friends. I think that was another great tune. And the stuff he did on television, the Gambler series that he was known for, movies and stuff, he was very natural. He and Willie Nelson did a bunch of movies together. The two of them, they just kind of, reading the stories about, they breezed their way through. There wasn't much scripting. It was just the two of them being the two of them. So, anyway, what a shame. Kenny Rogers passing away at the age of 81. DJV time is 28 past the hour. Back when, but you can't make old
friends. Laugh more, cough less. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Laughter is good for you. It's been demonstrated to lower blood pressure, reduce stress hormones, lessen respiratory infections, and even lower your chances of getting the common cold. Laughter has also been shown to help memory and learning. And in addition to all those medical benefits, guess what? Laughter also helps make life more fun, which has a direct impact on your emotions. It's tough, after all, to feel anxious or depressed in the middle of a very deep, hearty laugh. So, laugh more, watch comedies, read things that make you laugh, and take yourself way less seriously. The more open you are to funny experiences, the more likely you'll find them. Not only will you laugh more, but you'll also cough less, and you'll likely feel a heck of a lot better, too. For all things emotional management, visit drchristianconti.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm here to tell you about my brand new product from MyPillow. Just like all of you out there, I had problems with bath towels. They just don't seem to dry you anymore. They feel soft and lotiony in the stores, but you get them home and they don't absorb. Well, I found out that around 2006, towels changed forever. They started importing them and adding softeners and other things to the cotton that made them feel good, but they didn't work. Well, I found the best towel company right here in the USA. They have proprietary technology so that I was able to create towels that feel soft but actually work. They're all made with USA cotton, and they come with my 60-day money-back guarantee.
And now you can go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, and get 30% off amazing new towels that they have at MyPillow.com. Yep, go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code D.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump says the state's hardest hit from the coronavirus will be getting immediate help.
We have large quantities of medical equipment and supplies on the way based on all of this to those states, including respirators, surgical masks and gowns, face shields, coveralls, and gloves, with large quantities already delivered to Washington and to New York. In addition to large quantities of supplies, I've also directed FEMA to supply 4 large federal medical stations with 1,000 beds for New York, 8 large federal medical stations with 2,000 beds for California, and 3 large federal medical stations and 4 small federal medical stations with 1,000 beds for the state of Washington. The supplies en route to California and New York will be delivered within the next 48 hours.
This is USA Radio News.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with A Place for Mom.
Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-370-2715.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-370-2715. That's 1-800-370-2715.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Attention, fellow Americans. We are now at an all-time high risk of illnesses due to pathogens and viruses. So it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. Do it with new nanocolloidal silver from AmeriCare. Using a patented process with tiny silver particles 1/100th the size of a red blood cell that allows for maximum absorption, AmeriCare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it inhibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever at around a dollar a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
So now it's 34 after the hour. This is the DJV program. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schindling. Schindling. I was listening to an interview about Gary Schindling.
Schindling? Schindling? Gary Schindling?
Schindling, yeah, right, exactly. Him too. I was on my cross-country journey last week listening to a lot of things on Sirius XM, including Howard Stern's program, and he had a couple of good interviews.
He's back now, right? I don't know if what you heard was new, but he made the announcement. I think he's back today. He's going to be live from his house.
Yeah, right. Well, he can do the same thing that we all do. The equipment is there, as long as we don't have a day like we did last Wednesday. In the equipment worldwide. This
not
company,
our fault. Not our
fault. No, it wasn't. No, it was frustrating, though, because there was an apex of information that was around that day, including something that we have underscored here a little bit, but I don't know how many people heard it, so I'm going to repeat the story about why there are a couple of things related to the drugs. You've heard perhaps the story about Z-Pax and the malaria treatment that worked together to pretty much eradicate the problem. There was a testing done in France, and every single person who had encountered the serious problems of these were people that were in serious condition. They were given the Z-Pak treatment and malaria treatment, and all of them, every one of them, recovered within 2 days. So that's really where the hope is. There have been a lot of doctors who have been writing treatises about this, There are some people who say that it's nonsense, but people that I trust, like Ken Kronhaus.
But it's worth a try, isn't it? I mean, of course, these are safe drugs.
Yeah, exactly.
What's going to hurt?
Well, the problem is that Z-Packs are made in China exclusively, and there's only a limited supply of them. So here's, once again, if I can call your attention to some of the things that happen that are short-sighted, don't make sense, are done for political reasons, whatever the expediency is. During the Clinton administration, as it got started in 1992 through 19, well, actually, back in the, this started in the 60s. I'm not sure when it started. But Puerto Rico gave tax incentives to get drug manufacturing. Well, originally it started that it was tax incentives for any businesses to come down there so that they could, the people on the island could get jobs and work. And what happened, like is so many other instances, you know, like insurance is in New Jersey and Charlotte, and you know, there are some cities that seem to attract certain types of businesses. Anyway, most of the drug manufacturers set up shop in Puerto Rico, and so for 30 years or more, most of the drugs that we used in the United States were manufactured in Puerto Rico. During the first couple of years of the Clinton administration, Bill Clinton decided that that was not right, not fair, not just, or whatever, whoever, and who knows what the motivation was. But the tax incentives were yanked during the Clinton administration. So all the drugs that were made in Puerto Rico have ended up being made in you know where, over in China. So without
those, just in Puerto Rico with Hillary for the Clinton Foundation to try to help, and it's like, well, I didn't know that he was the one who yanked the tax incentives that basically put the island
in the case
forever
in the
changed.
State.
And
yeah, right.
Yeah, so that's nice. I'm glad he was there, you know, well, doing whatever he was doing last week or the week before.
Some people in the know have tried now to bring this to the surface and to backtrack a little bit so that Puerto Rico could have these incentives again and we can get this stuff made in America, whether it's there or someplace else in America. But there's a huge, huge movement now in Congress and in the business community to get stuff that's made in China that we need. Oh, it's always, what is it, a day late, a dollar
China.
Short?
This is what makes me so frustrated.
Oh, and my God, it's awful.
You know,
yeah,
for all these other, I know this, I don't ever want to make this political at this point because it's far beyond politics and, you know, all of this. But
it is.
Over the weekend, so that's what I'm saying, just take your feelings for Trump out of this for a second. But over the weekend, one of the reporters asked President Trump if he was going to reach out to some of the former presidents to see if they could help with this. And he kind of went, well, no. He said, if I thought it would save one life, I would. But when you think about what the past presidents have done to throw control of our country back to China, and I'm talking about Democrats and Republicans here, someone should have addressed this before now, because here's the thing, whether they released this virus intentionally, whether they released it accidentally, whether they didn't release it at all, it's Mother Nature, they didn't report it right to save lives throughout the rest of the world. And what do we have to do now? We have to borrow money from China for the virus that came from them. We have to borrow money that's going to put us back into ruins, not that we were great with the debt to begin with. We have to rely on them for our prescription drugs. I mean, that's craziness. And the fact that any leader let us get to this point, it's just, I don't know. I don't know how to do that.
To be sure. Short-sighted, to be sure. But there are other...
But, you know, we created them. I guess that's the thing.
Yeah, we did. We created them. Absolutely created them. Yep. So let's see where that goes in the next few weeks or few months as to how.
Well, hopefully, going back to the drug thing, hopefully the China separately, we now have a very big problem on our hands that we need to address, and hopefully this combination of drugs that you mentioned, the Z-Pak, which is Zithromax, and these other chloroquine drugs. Hopefully, if that combination works, then that will. I don't know how fast the FDA can manufacture this combination.
Well, they're all on. They're not going to manufacture it, but they can be done here. We have the plants to do it here.
Yeah,
also,
I mean, hopefully,
France,
if it works,
apparently,
it'll go quickly.
France has plans to do this sort of thing as well. But I was thinking, we were all talking about this off the air about how malaria is rampant in Africa, but there are no cases of coronavirus, so it can't, you know,
well, they're saying it's
running
through It's running through countries. It's running through civilizations where malaria has been eradicated. And I just thought that was kind of interesting to note that, because really the only places on the globe that don't have coronavirus yet, or at least extensive outbreaks, are places where malaria is still a big deal.
All right. So of the 78 countries where there are 50 reported cases, again, I call your attention to an article in the LA Times today, which goes through the Stanford University professor analyzing. This guy's the Nobel Prize winner for chemistry in 2013. So he's developed complex models for chemical systems. That's why he got the Nobel Peace Prize. So he's looking at the turning points of this, and it's not, this is so we take the draconian conversation away from all of this. Over the weekend, he analyzed 78 countries with more than 50 reported cases of the virus, where he sees, quote, signs of recovery. He's not looking at cumulative cases, but the number of cases that are reported every day and the growth in that number from one day to the next. And the this is a lot. There's a lot of noise here, but I'm looking.
Do you have any good news?
Yes.
I feel like we could all use some good news.
So the slow growth, there are, let's see, China, Iran, Spain, Italy, France, and Belgium, I believe, along with the United States, have 25,000 cases or more. Then under that, you see a real, like, it's interesting because Russia, because nobody ever gets in or out of Russia to monitor anything, only has 500 cases. And there are lesser cases around the world. Canada has about somewhere.
They kind of have clusters,
5,000.
Right, in Canada?
Yeah, they have clusters, yeah. Right, not a big deal in Mexico. Down in places in South America, Brazil is the worst, but there are other countries in South America. As I said before, it wasn't, there's not a lot of impact south of the equator. So anyway, the bottom line is that we need to practice, we really need to take to heart practicing this stuff now as we deal with the apex of it. But he talks about the Chinese cases and the number of deaths. They have 10 million people that die every year anyway, so this may increase that number to, you know, the number of people who die. Most of the people in China die of respiratory and heart problems because they smoke like fiends and because they live in cities. The people who live in the city, people in the country, they live forever. But the people in the cities, I think we made note of the fact that there are a number of cities because of the flyover satellites looking at the sky. China's air has cleaned up tremendously. But because most of the people in China die of pulmonary problems anyway, another million people dying is not going to be noticed that much because of the pulmonary problems. Anyway, it just is very interesting to see how this thing is being treated in different places. In China, they just kind of let it go. But everybody else is trying to, you know, intercede in a manner of speaking in one way or another. And
does he predict that this won't last as long as some people are saying?
Yes,
because we're hearing up to 18
before.
Months and
yeah, right. No, it's he says it's not that at all. He says we're going to be fine. But it's, you know, it'll take its toll, and it has scared us, and it has wrecked the, what it has done more than anything else, other than to the families who have been affected directly by this, is basically ruin the economy. How long will it'll shoot back, quickly or not, that remains to be seen.
Retail, I think, and bars and restaurants are going to bounce back so fast, it's going to be a whiplash. Oh my gosh, it's going to be a whiplash effect.
Yeah. But anyway, coronavirus, this guy says, is much more deadly for men than it is for women, which I find interesting.
It's true. I've heard that, and I've also heard type A blood. If you have type A blood over the others, you're more susceptible.
Which I have.
Oh, I don't know what type I have.
Yeah, I've heard
O at least. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm also O positive, and for some reason it doesn't seem to be impacting O
blood.
As much, which...
Right.
They say you can get it, but it's not quite as severe.
Yeah. So, anyway, lots of things to think about here. Putting things together. I was, as a radio guy, looking around and trying to find things. I think it's my responsibility with you to, in sports, nothing. We normally talk about sports for a couple minutes. Nothing to talk about, and nobody's playing. And I think a lot of people miss that and, you know, going to the bars or whatever it is. There are people who are teaching. My daughter is one of them, and her husband teaching their classes for the kids at UCLA from home using Zoom. There are a lot of video workshops that are taking place. One of my friends, who's a city councilor here in Framingham, had a video workshop about what is being offered in the town. The mayor didn't do it, but he did. I thought that was pretty interesting. And so the perspective that you have, and please, I say this is kind of like what Cuomo has been saying and some of the others. Stop listening to this news and all this stuff all the time and listening, you know, the drone that goes on from some of the people on the radio who are my brethren who just want to make a political statement of this. It's sickening. It's disgusting listening to that crap. It doesn't help you. It doesn't do anything. If you're turned on by listening to that garbage, then you better look in the mirror, I think, at what really your world is all about. One of the things, though, that you look around, what I noticed driving across the country is how much we're being forced to slow down. I mean, literally and figuratively. More people are collaborating. I noticed people holding the door. I went to a McDonald's for the first time in my life and had a fish sandwich because you couldn't get in. There was nothing else. Burger King, McDonald's, that was it. I couldn't even go to a Waffle House. What an outrage. Yeah, right. So anyway, a lot of us have been collaborating. Maybe we'll be more health conscious for a while. Maybe we'll think about upgrading our immune systems. Maybe there's a better sense of community among us getting together. Maybe we won't be so busy. Maybe we'll be more compassionate. Maybe we'll think more of the people in our family who are older than we are. I went by my, I posted on my Facebook page. I posted a lot of stuff on facebook.com/Doug Steffen. But I went to Friday to visit the gravesite of my grandparents in a little town in southern Illinois after I got off the air. I drove there and drove around the town and went there. It was sobering, you know, because I look at that place and all the people that I knew from that town as a kid growing up and thinking, okay, well, they don't have to worry about this. And sooner or later, we're all going to be sitting in that same place. So why are you, you know, the more anxiety that you have, the more likely your immune system is not to function well, and thus you are not going to be as healthy as you need it. It's easier said than done, I know that. But listening to all this GD crap on television and the blaring
information
headlines,
overload, you just have to turn
God.
It off.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yep. Today is National Puppy Day. Celebrate our love of puppies. What a wonderful thought, isn't it? I saw a picture from, Jennifer Aniston's house. It was posted. She evidently has a new puppy, and the puppy was out on the porch. It was kind of cute, I thought. That was nice. Did you see that? Yeah, it was cute. Yep. Puppy mills, no, circle puppy mills, line through that. Help pet owners consider adoption. You adopted Victoria, you fostered, and now you've adopted this dog that you brought in a couple of weeks ago, right?
Mm-hmm. Little Chester. Yep.
Little Chester. What is Little Chester.
And he's so cute.
Yeah. He is adorable. Yeah, he's very sweet.
So that's something to think about today as well. All right, so the Friends reunion is on hold. Television sucks. Don't watch it and do what you can do to just have peace in your life. 10 before the hour.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million-dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Tech Talk time on the DJV program. This is our opportunity every day for Victoria Keelan to report to you on things that are major issues that affect all of us. And so a question that we've been wondering about, Victoria, that is whether there will be enough of broadband, right? Enough Wi-Fi with all the people being working at home and watching things at home. So what's the story? What does AT&T say?
Well, AT&T networks have obviously seen a surge of usage since everyone has basically been told to work from home and kids are home from school. So we've got, in any one household, you've got at least 2 to 3, maybe even 4 devices working at a time, and they're all connected to the Internet. So the CEO of AT&T was making the rounds on TV over the weekend, and he said that mobile volumes are up 40% and Wi-Fi calling volumes are up 100%. And so he said that is adding stress to the infrastructure of the AT&T network. He said so far, though, it's performing pretty well. People are not really reporting major losses in connectivity, which is great. They are seeing some stress on the network, but he thinks that everything will be okay. AT&T, as a company, has 90,000 employees who are now working from home. So they understand the problem and the need to have this connectivity. And so he basically assured everyone that they can remain connected at a time when everyone needs to be connected. And he said that they obviously have suspended data caps, which is essential, so you're not going to get charged for overage fees, which pretty much every household, it will be over their normal usage. The FCC has introduced a broadband and telecom industry measure called the Keep Americans Connected Pledge, and they went after AT&T, Verizon, and T-Mobile to basically say, look, you know, everyone's going to be working from home. These are extraordinary circumstances. Kids are now home from school, and they have to learn from home. And so this initiative basically is to make sure that no one gets dumped from their Internet coverage because they, you know, have gone over their data cap. And so AT&T also has now introduced, if you are an AT&T mobile customer, they are now waiving domestic wireless voice and data overage fees, and that's going to be retroactively dated back to March 13th. So that's kind of when most people started to work from home. And obviously, people have to be on conference calls for sometimes an hour or multiple times a day. And so that's, I think it's a good thing that AT&T and the other companies are now saying, all right, we're not even going to charge you if you go over on your mobile minutes now or your mobile data. So I think that the telecom industry is actually done right by Americans so far. And yeah, let's hope that they continue to do that.
Yep. Google has launched a COVID-19 resource website. Let's hear about that.
The Geek Out.
While not exactly as initially promoted, Google has now launched their COVID-19 website. Google.com/COVID-19 pretty much is a catch-all for general information and links to resources about the virus. The site is pretty easy to navigate, and you'll find most of the commonly searched information, symptoms, prevention, treatments, alongside links to official national and world government resources. There are also parts of the site that present data about the virus's spread, including a handy world map. There are also links to support and relief efforts, and a link to donate to the Solidarity Relief Fund. By the way, Google will match two for every $1 you donate. It's pretty basic, but it's up, and you can find it at google.com/COVID-19.
The all-new Highlander comes equipped with 5 USB ports, perfect for fully charging everyone's smartphone. No phone is dying on your watch. That's how you go Highlander. Toyota, let's go places. May not be compatible with all mobile phones, MP3 WMA players, and like models.
Next up here is a focus on how to get technology if you're used to buying, for example, at Best Buy. What will be your MO if you need to get stuff at the Best Buy store, Victoria?
Well, Best Buy has actually seen a surge in their business, and some industries, as we know, are hurting and others are doing really well. Best Buy is one of the ones doing really well. And so even though they're not deemed, in most states, they haven't been deemed an essential store. In some states, they actually have been, they've been slid into that category along with liquor stores, like in New Jersey and New York. And so Best Buy says that they are still open. All their U.S. stores are open, but now you're not allowed in the store. They're going to have contactless curbside service. So only the employees will be in the stores. And so you place the order online on the Best Buy website or through the app, and then you can drive up, and then the employee will bring the items out to your car. Now, one of the things that people have been doing, we've had a lot of connectivity issues, so people are going to Best Buy's website and in the stores previously to buy things to make working from home easier. They're even buying extra refrigerators to stock up on food, which is really, I think, overkill, but a lot of people are doing it anyway. They are adding a second refrigerator and freezer. So those things will not be delivered in your home anymore. They just will drop them at the front door.
What, the refrigerator? You're going to help me move it in?
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.